This is Gabe Keller. At KB Pharmacy, we are Rocket proud. We make getting your prescription easy with our mobile app and convenient drive-through pharmacy. KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket football.
We're here for our Monday podcast with Coach Gage Courtney. Coach Courtney, tough Friday night, a late night, a hot night, and the score was quite lopsided.
Yeah, you said it was just a tough night. Just couldn't get things going as a team and had some bad breaks. You know, we hung in early on. I thought it was going to be a competitive football game. That's what it seemed like. It was going to be one of those back and forth, getting stopped, tough play games, and a couple plays. They make a couple big plays. They get a block punt, and then they find a way to score again before half on a short field. And, you know, after that, it's 15-0. Then you still think, coming out of half, that you just got to get a stop and a score, and you're right back in it. But if they don't score the first play coming out of the
goes
half,
that away on you.
And then it's the exact opposite. Now it's kind of – we're completely deflated, and it just kind of piled on from there. So, you know, we just got to get better. Coaches got to get better. All comes back on me anytime this happens. I got to get better. Players got to get better. We just all got to get better. You know, it is what it is. It's not – obviously you want to win every one of them, but you're always just trying to win the last one. So when the playoffs get here, and that's our main focus. It has been for last year. I gave the same spiel after some tough losses last year. It's the same thing, and as long as we stay on track and stay together and stay positive and continue the mindset of just getting better every day, we'll end up being all right.
I was watching a documentary on Coach legendary Coach Bear Bryant this weekend, watching a little skit on that, and what he said was very apropos to what happened, and what happens any given week in football is that in every game, of all the plays that go on during a game, four or five will determine the outcome, and you never know what play those are going to be.
I've heard that several times from big coaches, like you're just trying to figure out four or five plays that will make the difference, and a lot of them are just a wash.
Yeah.
And for us, yeah, a lot. That's true. And they're big plays.
They go against you and they can go for you.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking to Zach Beverly, of course, a former Rocket and a Union County coach, assistant coach over there, after the game, and he was talking about how concerned they were, even through halftime, you know, till they came out and kind of punched us in the gut right there a couple of times with two quick scores on their three plays. They had scored two touchdowns to start the second half. So who did you see, you know, from your film that or from the game itself stuck out to you as some bright spots? We always try to take away something bright. I know Casey Cates was your defensive player of the game, but he's also pretty good on offense.
Yeah, Casey Cates was definitely, if there was one player that was a bright spot, it was him. Played well on defense, would be a defensive player of the week, and could have earned the offensive rights. I think it was just we struggled so much on offense, you know, we decided not to go that route. But he did his job, and he did when he had opportunities. He made plays and was able to break tackles. And he was a guy kind of coming in the year that, you know, was – defensively, we didn't really know for sure. That wasn't something that we'd asked him to do. And he's got better every week and played a really solid night. Had the most responsibility he had, and honestly only played half of the reps. He was rotating half and half and ended up with 9 total tackles. So, and that's at that position, that's a lot of tackles. So did a really good job. Also had responsibility of keeping the Johnson boy in the pocket during pass plays and did a good job doing that. Didn't necessarily make the tackles on those plays, but was able to keep him bottled up. That was something I felt like defensively we did good. On pass plays, we were able to keep him in the pocket and keep him bottled up. It was just the design runs that really got us in trouble. Yeah. But him and Jacob Carter was the special teams player of the week. Made a tackle or two on kickoff that were really big, probably stopped it. It could have been a touchdown-saving tackle. And then also when he got a chance to return the football and there wasn't a lot there, he was just making something happen.
The last run, I think it was he had.
Yeah, you could just tell he was really getting after it, especially when he had the ball in his hands. He was really trying to make something happen, just his effort. So,
and he's very young.
He deserved that. Yeah, only a sophomore. I think we'll probably be seeing more and more of him. Kind of get the ball in his hands. He's got a different kind of burst, I think. I think he looks really, really fast and explosive once he gets the ball in his hands. So I like the way he looks, and I think he, you know, might get some opportunities coming forward to see what it looks like on offense.
Anything in particular? I mean, I know it was disappointing losing 36-0 over at Union County, but anything in particular you're troubled by that we, you know, you thought we would do better? And
yeah, I thought from offense perspective, we were blocking up plays wrong, like way wrong from guys that I don't expect to do that or usually don't do that. They've shown, you know, that they can block the plays and know the plays. What we do is pretty simple. And I thought going into the year after spring ball, we could probably play a game first week of coming out of regular football. I really did. Mm-hmm. The playbook's pretty well in. And I don't know. I don't know what that came down to of why we decided. And it wasn't the same guy. It was somebody different every play. But going the wrong way, locking the wrong guy, wasn't really complicated what they're doing. We know exactly. Union County lines up in a 4-2 and comes downhill, and it's the same they've always been. So it wasn't anything they did. So that was concerning because I don't know why. And why it's, if it was one person, you think that person had off night. But if it's everybody doing it, you wonder what's going on or where the confusion's at. So that's concerning and something we got to get fixed. It's tough when you're not blocking guys right at the point of attack, and it makes you look really bad in the run game. I thought the runners ran hard, whether it was a quarterback or Gatton. I thought Gatton, when he had any space at all, ran extremely hard. There just wasn't much space to be had. So that's concerning. All fixable. Got to tell the coach, at least we didn't play well and get beat by 35. You know, so yeah. There's a lot of things that we can fix.
Yeah. Receivers having trouble kind of getting some separation too. Union County graduated so many athletes, and they're still pretty doggone good.
And I knew that they would be. But I do think we had guys, if we could have time. I think the biggest thing in the passing situations was the time, and then we're having to roll out to kind of protect, you know, the quarterback, and then you shorten half the field. I mean, that works sometimes, and something we do pretty well is roll out. But you can't do it all the time. It gets easy to cover. So, yeah. You know, the passing, there's guys that open a lot. We just can't find them because of time. So, you know, we just got to get better.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to get any easier, like you said, after the game Friday night. Tough schedule ahead. Got McCracken County, and that game is set for Thursday. At least looks like you're going to have some better weather this week to prepare and to have that game on time.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. I don't care if it's Thursday at this point. I'm just happy that we're going to be able to get outside and practice this week. So the positive side of it, hopefully we can get some of these things fixed starting today. So, yeah, excited to – it's always good to, when you get beat like this, to just get back into the next one. You know, we'll put this one behind us pretty early. But this short week, we can't focus too much on what happened last week. Got to fix a few mistakes and get ready for the next one.
Yeah, okay. Well, Rocket fans, be ready for the coaches' show coming up later in the week as we'll feature the matchup against McCracken County. We'll probably put that out a little early this week because it's a Thursday game, so keep your eyes open. Thank you, Coach Courtney.
Appreciate it.
Choose convenience and choose KB Pharmacy. Located on Main Street in Marion, KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket football. Choose convenience and choose KB Pharmacy. Located on Main Street in Marion, KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket football.